Hi, James from Ingvid. I've had a little to drink. Oh, hold on. Sorry, James from Ingvid. I had a little to drink from my friend Mr. E. Today we're going to do bar talk and why it's very important you know what you're getting. So let me tell you a little story, okay? I was sober when I started this video, and then, Mr. E invited me out to a bar. He said, "It's on me. I'm not a rich man, but I'm a smart man." So I said, "Sure, I'll go with you." So, you know, we go to the bar, and he said, "You know what? It's cheaper to get a pitcher than it is to buy a glass of beer." And I went, "That's great." So he goes up to the bartender, and he says, "Bartender, barkeep," he said, "what's on tap? What's on tap?" Well, the bartender said, "Well, what can I get you? Bud, Blue, X, Amsterdam Light, whatever." Mr. E, pardon me. So Mr. E said, "Sure, but I've got my own drink. And it's my own creation. It's two parts beer, one part vodka, one part you don't need to know." Okay, so it doesn't matter. He brings this back. I'm sitting at the table. I drink it. After 2 seconds, I'm moving around like this, about to fall, because this drink was really potent, terribly potent. You can see the worm was here. I got intoxicated in about 5 seconds. The police had to call. And you know what? The bartender said, "Hey, dude, you're cut off and take the worm with you." Long story. Now, this is bar talk, because in Canada and many places across the world, we use a lot of the words I've given you, all this vocabulary, to explain or express things. And today, I'm going to let you into our secret world, so you can socialize and improve your English. So let's go back to the beginning. What did I say? I said I was sober. Well, if you don't have any alcohol whatsoever, which is this, okay, you don't have any of this, you're going to be sober. No alcohol. I have no alcohol in my body. Now, here's the good thing. When you go to a bar, you want somebody to say to you, "It's on me." What that means is they are paying. Now, if you say these magical words, "It's on me," you're paying. Please take this from your vocabulary. You're always going to go, "Who's paying?" "It's on him." "Great. He's paying." Okay? So sober is the first word. No alcohol. So when you're driving, you should be sober, really. "It's on me." Somebody's paying money, right? Whoever says that, they're the one who's going to pay. Now, here is a mug. It's not a word I put in for your little quiz at the end. Don't forget you got a quiz. But there's a mug or a mug of beer. A pitcher is bigger. It's like a big thing. So it has 2, 3, or 4 glasses of beer. Because it has so much in one container, it's called a pitcher, and it's cheaper. So you can go to a bar in Canada and go, "I want a pitcher of beer," and they'll give it to you, and it will be cheaper than buying bottles. Remember the bottle I showed you? Right? It'd be like 2, 3, 4 of those. Save money. Drink more. On tap. This is it's because it's different. On tap means it's not from a bottle. It comes from like a tap in your house where you wash your dishes. It comes from a keg. And a keg looks like this. I'm a really horrible drawer, so forgive me, okay? "Forgive me, for I am about to sin in many ways." So a keg looks like something like that, and it's on tap. So the beer comes out of that. Yeah, I know. Listen, this is an expensive special effects department we have here, okay? Jing jing. Imagine this, and your butt goes here. There's your pitcher. And they put the beer in there. So it comes from a keg. So when you say "what's on tap," at every bar, in Germany and other places as well in Japan, they have these taps, and they pour the beer. You've seen them do that. They pour the beer from there. Not a bottle, which is more expensive. So you go, "What's on tap, man? Give me some good Canadian stuff." Next. The bartender will probably say, if you're not talking about beer, which is the first part, but you want other alcoholic drinks, he or she might say, "What can I get you?" You think "get" is "go somewhere," and they're meaning, "Yes, I'm going to leave talking to you, go behind, arrange or make a drink for you and bring it back." And they usually say, "What can I get you?" Yeah, you're slowing it down now, saying, "What did he say? What can I get you?" "What can I get you?" That is, "May I help you? May I serve you?" Cool? Okay, so we're moving from here. We've got something off of tap. The next part of the story. Remember, Mr. E gave me some kind of vodka, beer. I don't remember. My head still hurts from the drink. Well, when somebody says it's my own brew or my own creation, it means this isn't normal, a normal drink you can buy. I, at my own house, invented or created it. I have a drink, and you're going to like this. So if you're watching and you're under 18, go watch The Simpsons or something, okay? My drink is called a pink lemonade, okay? It is one part vodka, so that's 1 ounce vodka. Two, San Pellegrino, you get another part San Pellegrino. Then you get a blueberry smoothie and you mix it together. It looks like pink lemonade and it is potent. Yeah, there you go, potent, strong. Because it tastes so nice, like real lemonade, you drink it, you don't even notice what's happening. Why is this word important? Potent means strong. So my own creation, you heard me say parts. In alcohol, when people talk about what's in the drink, you say what's in it, they'll go, one part this, one part that, two parts this. And they're telling you this is how much you should put of each one. So usually an ounce of each one equals a part. So the bartender says to you, in a brown cow, there's three parts vodka, one part vermouth. Everybody now knows I don't drink because I don't know what's in a brown cow. So don't make fun of me on YouTube. Anyway, so they'll tell you what the parts, how to make the drink. And they'll say, my own creation is this. Mine is the, remember? That's right, pink lemonade, baby. I got another one. You're going to love it. So you can make it potent. It means there's more alcohol than anything else. Okay? So when you say potent, more alcohol than anything else. So potent drink. So let's go from here. If something's potent and you have many of them, you're going to have something called intoxication. To be intoxicated means, it comes from toxicity or toxin. You have more alcohol than you should in your body and it's now becoming poisonous. Or as we like to say, drunk, okay? If you're intoxicated, the word we use normally is drunk. It means I have had too much alcohol in my body and now I cannot think properly or clearly. Intoxicated. Now, do not drink and drive or be drunk while you're driving your car or intoxicated because the police will stop you. And if you're making too much noise while walking on the street while intoxicated, they will arrest you as well. So remember this word. Potent drink, possible intoxication. Next. Where are we? If you are too intoxicated, you will what? Well, you will be cut off. This, what they mean by cut off in Canada anyway, and other places as well. In Canada specifically, it means you have had too much alcohol and the place where you're staying does not want to be legally responsible for you. So they will say, you are cut off, no more alcohol, because we will be responsible. They might even say, give me your car keys so you cannot drive. Serious stuff, friends. Now, in other places, if you cause trouble, like you get into fights or you talk to the girls like, hey, baby, what's up? They will cut you off. Cut off and get out. Now, I've got one more thing I got to tell you. This is the worst two words. When you go to bars, you never want to hear this. It's called last call, or as Americans say, last call. This means you have 15 minutes to drink your drink, order, and get your butt out of the bar, and the good times are over. Okay? Well, I got to go through this very quickly before we hit our last call for this video. So there are 10 things I want you to learn. Try and remember which are the 10 things, because one's not on the board. But I said it. It was the last thing I said. See, there's the hint. Listen. And you're going to go to the quiz and check it out to see if you remember it. Okay? So, first, you arrive sober when you go to a bar, right? Okay. So you arrive sober. But if you're lucky, you have friends with money. They'll buy it. The drinks will be on them. Anyone who says it's on them, that person's paying. Pitcher. College students, you guys all studying because you're young, got no money. Get pitchers. Don't buy bottles. It's cheaper. Get drunk faster. I said it. Next, on tap. You ask them what's on tap. They'll tell you the 2, 3, 5, or 6 beers that they have that's in a funny looking thing called a keg. This is called a keg. Remind me to talk about kegger when I was in university. You want to hear about that. Anyway, next, bartenders, especially in nice restaurant bars, go, what can I get you? Or what can I get you? Okay, practice that. All right, next. If you have your own drink, you might make your own creation or your own brew. Some people actually make wine at home and they'll say, this is my own brew because I made it at home, or their own beer. Welcome to Canada, eh? Okay. Parts. When they say what parts, what's in there? How much liquid, alcohol, water, seasonings, flavors, whatever, right? Hops. How many parts? Finally, you drink too much, especially if it's strong, it's potent, it'll be potent. You'll get intoxicated, or the common word is drunk. See my worm? Drank, intoxicated, fall down, flat. Now, that's why we said here, you got to cut off the worm, okay? So I've done a quick review. Hope you remember all this. Go back to the story at the beginning. See how much of the story you understand from the words. And Oh, sorry, it's last call. I got to get going. My beer is waiting for me. So, last call for me, son. Oh, before I go, www.ingvid, where ing stands for English and vid stands for video. That's the commercial break. So go there, www.ingvid.com. I'll see you. We have like 7 other people. I don't know. We're all going for a drink after this anyway. Take care. Got to get me some cold frosty.